You heard that thing crunch as it slid across?
It did.
Oh, we're hot.
Yeah.
I got into a heated debate.
That bet you owe me about Randall Cobb.
Oh,
that
shit.
One. Oh, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Once he gives me my $50 scratch off, I will then...
No. You can't pay his debt. You can't pay my debt with his debt. This is the middle school. Get out of here.
This anyway, isn't Game of Thrones. You can't be pushing that on
Eric
people.
Eric owes you $25. Get out of here.
We never got past it. You got past it. I'm still sitting at the light.
I totally got past
it. I'm still sitting at the light. I got into a heated debate.
And then someone put a cigar out on your eye? Is that what happened?
This was after. The debate was after the cigar thing.
Okay.
Which I'll get to that in a second.
It started with the cigar?
With a two-time Super Bowl champion. Actually, I keep saying two-time Super Bowl champion. I know he has at least one ring. I can't remember if he has two.
Well, don't give him the credit if you're having an argument with him.
Yeah, let's
get that fact straight.
Yeah.
This is solo.
Does this happen at Corona Cigar Company?
Yeah, and Dr. Phillips, where I belong. Ike Taylor. I'm pretty sure he won two... Super Bowls. Yep, two-time champion. I was right. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Fuck. They're going to make me look that up.
Man, here. they really knock out that strawberry.
It's so... Dude, that shit is amazing.
Strawberry is a tough artificial flavor to get.
There's a lot of hard things to get. I mean, they got it right, and then they put it inside a Natty Light.
So...
Perfect.
2005, he won.
Who are we talking about?
Ike Taylor.
You got in a fight with Ike Taylor?
I got into a verbal disagreement... Debate. I wouldn't call it, like, we weren't yelling. It wasn't, like, malicious or anything. He wasn't going to beat me up.
I don't know. You got a rough eye.
I do got a rough eye. That has happened before. But he's a Pittsburgh Steeler, and they just got a new quarterback by the name of Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
Who had a year off after having a very lackluster career. But the stats actually tell a different story. It's a lot more.
Well, see, I'm happy to say, because I can attest to this, like, what, 2 years ago now? I think I got like second in our league, and I had Trubisky as my quarterback a little bit.
He's very reliable. He's like Teddy Bridgewater, but more explosive.
I think reliable is a bad word for him.
What's the word? Underrated?
So let me get this straight. Spatially you got challenged? In a pro football stats argument with a pro football player.
Retired.
Pro football player. Sorry. Yeah. A two-time winner at that. Yeah, not three-year. One, but just two.
And you lost?
I didn't lose yet.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still working this out?
If his Pittsburgh Steelers win more than eight games, if his Pittsburgh Steelers win more than eight games, he owes me $50. He came out the gate.
So this coming season?
This coming season.
He's got insider information.
And you didn't add it in that you get to put the ring on for at least like 5 minutes?
Yo, I get at least, yeah, I get to.
Come on.
I get to smoke a cigar with the ring on.
That's what I'm saying. Let me just smoke one.
Come on, I'm
going to
feel the power.
He's going to give me a box of his branded cigars.
Oh, that's nice.
That so anyway, so
it's $50 or a branded cigar?
He comes out the gate and says, I'll bet $1,000 right now. And I'm like, first of all, I did not win two Super Bowls. I do not have $1,000 to bet anybody.
Yeah.
I got maybe $50. As you could tell, I'm going to need like eye surgery after this. Because I had just got done trying to light a cigar from the label that his brand is under. And as I was putting out the match, it flew off into my fucking eyelids. And
ping-ponged around
burned my eyelids. So now I look like I got a wonky eye. So there's that.
Character.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it. I was really hoping you'd come in here with a patch on after seeing it.
Well, I thought about getting a patch because I thought we were doing video today. But...
Yeah, we got video to do later.
Yeah.
I'm totally finding out how to make you a patch before you leave here.
Oh,
it's gonna be saran wrap with a cut piece of cardboard. Yeah,
use a piece of
Sharpie. Yeah,
yeah. Just close your eye and we'll just paint it in with Sharpie.
Fuck. My girlfriend yesterday, as we were having our lunch, we had a very nice hot date at IKEA.
Mm.
Ooh,
which is why I have
Swedish meatballs.
I didn't get any Swedish meatballs.
There you go.
Macaroni and cheese off the kids' menu.
The only thing I had was. A cinnamon roll, because I had already eaten at White Wolf earlier. And if you've ever had White Wolf, you'll know that that's where you're getting your money's worth.
That's a fire spot.
Dude, I had the crab
little hidden gem
Benedict.
Over there.
Just fucking brunch there.
The
change
crab
your life.
It's fucking insane.
It's a tough show trying to get in there, though.
Yeah,
you gotta
for IKEA.
Every brunch.
No, but
Don't you, if you go eat at IKEA and then you go buy stuff and you show them your receipt, like they give you all your food for free?
No.
Like, they take it off your
No. What? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay. Like a third Saturday of the month or.
Oh, they do
look,
something
look,
like
something
that.
Something like on a Saturday where you can go eat and everybody can eat And then when you go cash out, if you spent X amount of dollars,
yeah, they're like, if you spent $100,
they take out the food and they discount it off your purchase. Right.
Well, I mean, it's not much because like she had a veggie dog and it was $0.75.
Yeah, nice. I mean,
this is what's when you walk in, you see all the families sitting there. Mm-hmm. And you walk in. And
what was it called?
All of a sudden, they get a full free mattress.
Oh, the veggie dog. There wasn't a fun Swedish name for it. It just said veggie dog.
Oh. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Imagine. I don't know.
They're still working on that one?
20 minutes shopping and then like an hour picking out the parts yourself in the warehouse.
And then I walked out with two plates. So I went to go look, and we actually didn't even look at the nightstands. I just bought a hamper and bought her two things, and then we left. But a light in a jar. But the other reason why we were there.
About a jar. It's like you would get a jar. But the jar is Swedish.
Nobody leaves empty handed from IKEA. That's the rule.
First of all, we did.
The
we wanted to go to Starbucks so that we could get, have you ever had the refreshers? You've had a refresher. Yeah. You just drink a little bit of that and just dump like a mini bottle of tequila in there.
Yeah.
And then you just meander around. Yeah. You just meander around IKEA catching a buzz.
Yeah.
So but all the Starbucks were closed, so we improvised, went to the cafe first. Their sodas are on another level. Yeah. Their raspberry soda will cut the liquor burn out of anything.
Well, their water.
Sugar. Yeah. So it was the only place that was open in Millennium, by the way, except for the restaurants.
You get drunk all the way up, and then you get to stop off at the mattress area, take a nap.
That's it. You act like you live in half the apartments up there and just chill.
But you only do it in the children's bunk beds. You fall
Jesus.
Oh, we did coffee, too, so we did a lap around. Both of us took a drop the deucer and then went back out to finish shopping.
You guys are close.
There was two separate bathrooms involved. Oh. It's not like we went in the family restroom.
Well, I don't know. A bunch of stuff was closed yesterday.
I'm just saying. I imagine you guys like tapped elbows and were like, yeah, see you in 15. And then you just went into your separate bathrooms.
That's not
and
like
each other
completely out of the that's not out of the question.
Did they have an Easter egg hunt? Or they just hid Easter eggs in all the showrooms?
That would be kind of cool. I'm surprised they don't do that.
Our friends in Sweden believe in Easter because... they were working full force. I don't think anybody got the day off.
No, no one gets the day off at IKEA.
No.
Why do you think it's so big? They let them sleep there at night. They convert it.
To be honest with you, I would. If somebody offered me the opportunity to live at IKEA for a low monthly payment, I'd probably take it.
Yeah. We could ask IKEA if we can live there for a week.
Just to see if
to say if it's sustainable. The only thing there's not there is clothes, so you're going to have to make a lot of pants and shirts.
Oh, they got clothes.
They got scissors and they got those blue bags. You can probably make some garments.
Ooh.
You think they'd let us do a podcast in there?
I think they'd let us do whatever we want until we got caught doing it.
Yeah.
Have you heard about these people that will hide at IKEA?
Yeah.
Well, we used to play hide and seek in IKEA.
It's great.
No, they hide until that bitch is closed and then play hide and seek in IKEA. And then when it opens up again after like the first hour, they unhide themselves and leave.
It's like Lord of the Flies in
has that much time?
Honestly, I'm kind of looking at booking some days. A short stay at the IKEA Suites.
They should have their own Airbnb.
It's just the IKEA itself. Here's the keys. Enjoy.
There was like a social media couple that did this in a fucking Target.
Oh, I saw them get caught in the Target.
Oh, yeah. They got arrested.
You get arrested for that.
They just put it all out on social media and everything.
Well,
and like,
Target's different. Like, there's electronics and shit in there.
Well, then
you
it's
trespassing. Like, Spyro the Dragon. Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sit there doing that all night.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat from the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go. You want some?
You want some?
There's a camping stove display over there. I got some propane in the bag.
You want to do steaks for dinner? We'll
do
some steaks.
Super Walmart? Yeah, you just go over, grab some steaks.
Meet me over by the patio section. Get a swimsuit, too, while you're at it. We'll do some bathing.
It's got to be. There's got to be a kiddie pool around here somewhere.
How much can you terrorize a Target staff in one night?
It'd probably be pretty damn
easy. I wouldn't want to clean up after me after that. You lock me in a Target, I'm using everything I can get my hands on.
Most of the time, though, they got
how much shaving cream do they have? Because I think we should fill up a whole aisle with it.
I got to see how far I can slide. That's got to be at least 60 canisters of shaving cream. I'm getting a good glide.
God.
Drew, go down to the soap aisle. Get that Dawn, too. We're going to finish this out. I want to be able to make a turn down the grocery aisle.
Tom, go to the pet food aisle. We need a soft landing.
We need as much gerbil bed as you can get.
Oh, God damn it.
What are you popping first?
We're going to do the... actually, Drew brought this for me for my birthday last year.
Mm.
And I just let it age. This is from Burial, and it's called... where defining boundaries and crucial logic never stood. Imperial stout with
that's
toasted pecans,
cocoa
nibs, and Madagascar vanilla beans.
What was that? What's the longest? What's the longest track name in history?
Oh, I have no idea.
Was that Meatloaf did it?
Probably.
God, it was like super long. It's
these guys, like the first beer we ever bought from them in the bottle was a brutal departure nonetheless.
Yeah.
Like their names are A, brutal, and B, yeah.
They're like a page long in a book.
You know, yeah. They didn't even start out as a heavy metal brewery.
They didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It just caught them like a bug.
They were just like a little local spot and
found their niche.
Yeah, I don't know if like bartenders were into metal or what, but it just like slowly changed into a metal
brewery. You know, Broken Strings.
I mean, you put a skull on anything, I
want
to try.
They are now, and then they let me work there. Now, you know.
No, there's a drum set.
Fucking Attack and Steel Panther playing. I have nothing to do with it. Well, Steel Panther I do. I've never played Attack on
that's
purpose.
That's bullshit.
I swear to God.
You did it the other day.
I didn't play it. Somebody else did.
Uh-huh.
All right, pour them things.
Steel Panther I've definitely
played. Yeah.
You tell your boss about getting us a window?
What window? At the...
Just so we can stick it right here.
I told you, it's got to be round.
Oh, right in there?
Yeah.
Nah, we can't do new construction.
Who said it's new? This building's been here.
There's no window there.
We could put a window there.
It's new construction.
No. Listen, nobody's
going to... I told you, I sent a little tiny sight glass.
We'll cut the hole. It's going to be there.
The hole's not ready to get there.
We just got to have a hole to measure. That's all.
It's not going to be very big. I thought it was going to be about that big.
Okay.
We'll just cut. We'll just make the window.
So it's going to be about... Right about hip level.
Or I'll tell you what, you give me whatever window you want. The hole that people are going to see through is only this big. The rest of it can be window advertisement.
All right, boys.
Gotcha.
Oh, yes.
Here's the Mondays.
Here's the no more Monday Mondays.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Dustin.
It's coming out.
That's fun.
Oh, my God. Holy chocolate and alcohol.
I got to check
the
wall.
Yeah, what is the ABV on that?
Yeah, everyone's...
15%.
Everyone's trying to decide if they can drive home after that. what's in that?
Madagascar vanilla beans, cocoa nibs, and toasted pecans.
You tell me there's nuts from a fake island in this?
Yeah.
That's right.
Madagascar's
barrel-aged or no?
It is barrel-aged, I think. No, it isn't. It's just imperial stout.
It was barely aged a year ago, and now it's tough.
Dude,
I will say we went there and I had a barrel aged sour there for the first time.
I got that double.
Yeah, that was the brutal departure nonetheless.
Yeah.
He's wearing a burial t-shirt.
Yeah.
So we're getting on like, it'll be 2 years in October that I've had those bottles.
What are you going
to
do with them?
I got to try one. I got 10 left. The rest of them I sent up to OCB for sale. So
I think I have one.
Yeah, you probably got one.
I do have a Doppelbock sitting behind my drum set.
We can try one next Monday. I got one more taste reserve, and then after that I was supposed to be done with it.
Perfect.
So after the taste reserve, we're going to ride that bitch out until October and then see what happens to it. So it's a 2-year turn for those two.
Let's do it.
He's only selling them for $15 at the shop. I lost my mind. So you can get $30 for those. Look at all that dust on there. People buy the dust.
Yeah. Sometimes.
They want that old dusty thing. It looks like a pirate had it 4 hours ago.
Don't dust them all.
He pulled it out of his cold, dead hand.
One-eyed Willy. Goonies never die.
Do you think they could do a second Goonies? They could redo the Goonies. Just like they did It, but they're all older?
No.
Like the new Goonies, like the Asian kid, he's super old and rich. And he's like running
a
mega company.
The ship already set sail on that one, big guy.
Nah, they gotta go get the ship. And they forgot something on the ship. Now we gotta go get the ship.
Where the hell did it go? And who's driving the ship?
It went right. You remember watching the movie? It went to the right. So they just go that way.
Assuming that the wind didn't change.
That probably
didn't. How far right did it go?
It just went right back into the cave.
Just one trip around the block to make sure it still works.
That's right. It's just the main little kid, Yaya, just like figuring out the tides and everything. And let's track down the ship.
Let's be honest. If you saw that pirate ship and you were living in that town and you knew that story, you wouldn't get on as many jet skis as it took to run out there right now.
I would own the bike.
Get jet ski. We're out here.
Who's going to claim it? Because I'm the first one here.
Yeah. And I'm wearing every necklace when you try to come on board with the staff. Like, he shall not pass.
Anyway, that's what we should have done was gone out and gotten that fucking shipping container that was luxury cars.
Yeah, until you open it, it's a bunch of small Chinese people.
No, when it was just fair game out there, just floating around.
God damn it.
Sorry, I've been drinking.
It's Porsches.
Yeah.
Was it a bunch of Porsches from
it
where?
It was a bunch of like Porsches, two Mercedes. Guesses.
Okay,
like.
So by the time they got here.
They were from Germany, where they're made in a Volkswagen factory. Yeah, it sunk.
I thought most of it was recovered.
Was it?
I thought.
Oh.
I thought somebody made it out. Cause like
Another one started to go down not that long ago, too.
It's just all the stuff of the taking out there. What are we doing?
Man, if only we
you
had
wanna
a
go
boat.
You want to go skim the dirt of the sea.
I'm just saying, you were talking about getting out on a jet ski to go find the boat from Goonies.
It was still floating in that scenario. You got me underwater trying to lift a Porsche, thinking that's going
to
work out.
Just saying, we just got to get to the next one before all the containers fall off. Get one car, sell it, finance the next operation.
What's the gig? So the cars, you would have done the cars.
Yeah.
What's the next gig that you would jump in the sea for? It's got to be what?
Luxury watches.
I go for that. Yeah, I went there. Because, you know, they still work underwater.
That's right. That's
plus,
right.
There's a chance that, like, there was a 918 in that mix, and those are, like, $918,000.
Yeah, so the chassis alone is worth the pull.
Yeah.
Just the engine alone, mm-hmm. and it's all carbon fiber.
And it's just water, seawater. Who cares about salt water?
Those containers are probably exactly. airtight.
Totally airtight.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't float.
They're probably just sitting right above the
boat. Right there.
There's Porsches washing up on the beaches in places.
Dude, that'd be the greatest thing to see.
Have you guys heard the mystery of the Garfield phones in France?
No.
No.
Allegedly.
I think the fat orange cat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
For years, this one spot in France, out of nowhere, Garfield phones just started washing ashore. And it was like over a decade that random
phones. These are like house phones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would just show up.
I was like, I don't
on the
think...
shore.
Yeah, I just picture like an old corded house phone with like.
But it's Garfield.
Yeah.
But it's Garfield. It's
I was like, I don't remember Jim Davis getting into the cellular business.
And then a diver found like this cave somewhere and there was a fucking shipping container in it filled with, half full with fucking Garfield phones.
And every now and then it would spit out
Garfield. Every now and again one would come in and just wash out and it just, what do you do with it?
Yep.
Oh, you sell it as a souvenir.
So I'm just waiting for a 918 to end up on the...
I'm telling you, man.
On the
shores of Windermere?
Yes.
While you're out there bagging Daisy on the beach, you're like, get out of here.
Wait, it's a Porsche. How am I going to fit the dog
in? Watch it still running. It's just like half in the water.
The one that rolls up on it. Yeah.
That thing is barely street legal.
It's so fast. It's definitely not sea legal.
It's not sea legal.
I'll tell you this, speaking of nautical adventures, went out on Lake Conway yesterday.
Sold 70 hot dogs. Crushed it.
A lot of hungry people.
A lot of hungry people. So for those of you that don't know, i.e. the three other people that aren't us, this guy had an idea of running a pontoon boat with a kitchen on it to sell food to people while they're on Lake Conway.
Food boats selling smoked meats.
Smoked meats.
That's what I'm trying to do is bar barge. Mm-hmm. Just have a fucking like big platform floating out in the middle of the lake.
Well, perfect. See, and there's absolutely no law.
There is.
If your sandwich comes with a free beer,
no,
you're not selling. Beer.
I'm not selling you. No. I'm gifting you an item.
Yeah,
you can come by and get a free beer.
$20 sandwich.
Yeah, take it or leave the beer.
You've never had a delicious $20 sandwich.
Yeah.
Wait, you said you wanted the Scotch sandwich?
$85.
Yeah.
$85.
The rum, coke, and ham will be out shortly.
The rum ham.
Rum ham.
Oh, God.
A lot of hungry people.
The pina colada pinwheel.
I'd be okay with that. I'm
telling you guys, we get out there.
Margarita flatbreads. I don't know, man. I got some money tied up.
How big of a lake do you need to have to where like, the center of the lake is considered like international waters?
Must be. It depends on it depends on the riparian rights. So if you look on how people's houses work, they do own.
In
part
order
of the
for
lake.
It to be international waters, the waters have to border more than one country.
Oh, damn!
Don't worry about it. If you
so
see,
like
if
Lake
you see
Superior,
Orange County,
or what are we talking?
Lake Michigan might
lake,
work.
Lake Atlantic.
I think we can throw anchor out there in the middle of Lake Michigan and.
Yeah.
Hope someone comes by to save us.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like one of those Vietnamese.
We make our own beer laws over
that's
here.
It. That's it.
That's right. First beer's brewed at sea.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, that's happened before.
We'll just get BrewDog in on it. They'll invest in that.
Oh, BrewDog loves buying stupid shit.
Yeah.
Did you watch the movie documentary Beer Jesus from America?
No.
It's about the dude who owns Stone Brewing.
Yeah.
And I guess he looks like Jesus. And he went over to Germany to open up a Stone Brewery.
Right.
And he spent 22 million euros.
And then it didn't even open.
No, it opened.
I
thought McKellar bought it before it even opened.
It opened
with his arms,
and then shortly thereafter,
all are welcome.
He sold it to BrewDog. But the funny thing was, is he tried his form of rogue marketing, which is the dumbest thing you could ever do in the beer world.
Did you say rogue marketing?
Rogue marketing.
Oh, Jesus.
He went out into the middle of the street and was just yelling at these German citizens in English. That their beer is bad.
Oh, God, I have seen that.
They need to come and drink their beer.
Oh.
And the brewery itself, beautiful.
And then they turn around and sue Keystone for putting stone on their labels. Wow.
Fucking idiots. Yeah, they he ended up not being able to make it out alive and sold 90% of it to BrewDog. Yeah, they got this like
and one that was the Arrogant Bastard beers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fucking guy who owns it is Arrogant.
Well, maybe that was the plan the whole time. Maybe he already knew. Yeah. All I gotta do is make this look as bad as possible.
Yeah.
And someone will take it off my hands.
Why spend the 22 million euros?
So someone will pay you 40? I don't know, maybe.
I don't think anybody paid him 40. The business wasn't profitable.
Yeah.
A lot of Apple products weren't either, but he seemed to make it work.
What the? Yeah, and then he died.
That's how it goes, bro.
I'm so confused by that.
Breaking news. Owner of Stone Brewing passes away after making $40 million sale.
Yeah.
God, 40 million euro.
Euro.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it was... you should watch. It's on Amazon. It's eye-opening how stupid that guy is.
Interesting.
Yeah. Makes me feel good about a few things.
Stuff like that help you.
I know best mentality. I know better.
6 months later, you're in a robe out in the streets of Germany. Your beer sucks.
And you look at the guy. He doesn't dress like Jesus. He just looks like Jesus. But he's like that guy who's... He really is pissed off that he didn't think of Whole Foods first. Like, he's that guy.
that's what he...
Has his own worms.
He did think of Whole Foods first, and they stole his idea.
That's probably what it was.
He got winked.
Listen, I invented the salad shaker. I've been shaking salads for years before they came up with it.
Those dicks. You better call somebody.
They put it in a cup, screwed me over.
The Winkles got some money out of that whole situation, just so you know.
What, out of the salad shaker? Those sons of bitches.
No, they got Facebook money years after. There's still a chance for you to recoup your net losses.
Nah, you know, it's salad.
It's all green to me, though. So speaking of sports, big stretch.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins might be in some huge trouble.
That is concerning.
Might be in huge trouble?
Correct.
Please tell me more.
They already are because they have that defamation lawsuit from Brian Flores for... racial discrimination, as well as they're like paying him to lose games.
Doesn't it add other teams into it too, though?
Yeah, that one is that just a full. Does. That's a civil lawsuit, but there's also the losing of games.
You think
lawsuit.
They settle that? I bet they.
They're going to settle with Brian Flores, but now they got a tampering charge because they were talking about bringing Tom Brady down without talking to the Bucks, and giving him ownership in the team, as well as bringing in.
What is Tom Brady's interest in owning the Dolphins?
It's location, location, Miami. Location.
His wife's an international supermodel, the highest paid supermodel of all time.
She has to be near an international airport.
There is a big trend of NFL stars that once they get to Miami, they just give up. It's not that they give up, they don't try as hard anymore. And then they're
it's
just
Miami, dude. It's super tempting.
Having an $80 million condo down in South Beach, and yeah, you know, you go work once every Sunday.
That's it.
But then on the other side of that, how many former NFL players own a football team?
Exactly. That's my big thing is like, but, I mean, why wouldn't you want to own an NFL franchise?
I mean, look at NBA. NBA's got like player owners.
One. They have one former player that owns
who? Other than Jordan.
That's it.
Magic owned.
Magic was a part of a group that owned the Lakers, but removed himself so that he could work the front office.
Still ownership's ownership. Like...
And then he walked out. Well, but no, Magic owns the Dodgers.
Most football players just own car dealerships.
That's the gig.
Oh, there's really one, but...
John Elway.
John Elway doesn't own anymore.
He doesn't own, I don't remember what it was fucking called.
No, you're talking about Dan Marino owned...
No, John Elway owned a used car dealership or something forever.
It was a used car dealership?
I think so,
that's
yeah.
So
I don't think. I don't think he has.
He definitely has.
John? He's like, nah.
Speaking of that, real quick, you trying to triple down on that wager?
Which one?
MVS gets more yards than him and then triple it.
Ooh. Nah, the season hasn't even started yet.
I know, but Randall Cobb's still on the Packers. MVS isn't.
He talked to a pro player this week, and I don't know. He might know something too much.
The pro player would tell me I'm an idiot, too. It's okay. He did tell me I was an idiot several times. But he circled around. Like, he actually was hammered, so he had no idea what he was talking about. I felt confident that I won that argument with my fucked-up eyeball.
Let me rephrase. He owns multiple car dealerships.
Does he?
Elway dealers.
I thought that.
Elway's used dealers.
He's got... BMW, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Mini, Porsche, Ram, and Toyota. And he also does BMW, Motorrad, Can-Am, Harley-Davidson, Honda, Polaris, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, Specialized, Triumph, and Yamaha.
Dude, what? I mean, Sea-Doos, man.
So he's on and off-road dealerships.
That's it, dude. I imagine this guy.
Short of a piece of Boeing, he's covered it all.
Landlocked state.
I was about to bet you on that, and I'm really happy I did. I was like, you're trying to double down on that scratch-off bet?
Sure am. That's $100 for every owned
dealership. You said Elway Ford, and I think Elway Chevrolet might have been one of his first ones, because I remember those commercials as a kid.
I think everyone starts off with Chevrolet.
Well, yeah, so that's what I was thinking, because I've only ever seen Dan Marino's here. So, and he had,
his are all Colorado-based, obviously.
Yeah. Dan Marino owns the big one.
What?
Which one is it? Auto Nation? I think he owns AutoNation, or has ownership in AutoNation.
That's nice.
He used to do all the
ownership in AutoNation.
Yeah, he used to do all their commercials. Yeah, because it was like Marino AutoNation or something weird like that. He had his own. He had one or two of them. He had one in Orlando. They changed the name.
What?
What does Ditka own anything over there in Chi-Town?
Yeah.
Huh? How do you not know, dude?
I don't know shit, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Bobby,
how long are we podcasting for today?
As long as why? What's breaking back there?
Nothing. I'm just bored as
fuck. Oh, come on, get in there. Have a seat. Somebody here, take one of these. You earned it.
Have an Atta-day.
No. Yeah, here, take
the deal. It's keto.
It's keto.
Are you the keto Guido?
I'm anti-booze now.
You're anti-booze? Is that because?
It's like when you go away for a week and you come back and your friends found some sort of different religion. Completely head to toe in it, though. It's Bobby now. No. It's different now. I'm totally different now. I've changed completely.
Yeah. More of a Jing guy.
Oh, God, what the fuck are you doing?
Spiking it.
Me?
Yeah.
You're doing it, too.
That's what you're supposed to do with it?
That's the way it's meant to be drank.
Natty
Light.
No, this is Natty Light.
What the fuck?
No, it's beer.
Beer. Look at it. Look at it.
Yeah, the only way you get
half of it and then give him half.
Beer, what is this?
Yeah, the only way you get one of those bottles is they each come duct taped to a natural light.
The hell they are. Are you serious?
No, they're not.
Oh,
just to get you to try it, not to dump it in your fucking matter day.
Are you mad about it?
A little bit.
Why?
He's like, yeah, real road car, wouldn't you?
What are they? These are already like 6% probably.
No, they're like 4.5%.
You think the kids drink these in college?
100%
pour these in their butt in college. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you know, back in the day, kids nowadays drink, are on but now, level. Like the strawberry lemonade, you think they're crushing this shit?
100%.
I mean, I'm in.
It doesn't even say.
Have you ever had Hunch Punch?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Long neck.
That's the same thing. You just pour whatever's in the cabinet. Take a sip. There's vodka in it. It's good for you. It's good for your skin.
Frat party this Friday.
Vodka's good for cardiovascular health.
It's a baby powder.
You honestly can't even taste it. It just tastes like the natter dog.
That's it.
You're barely putting me in there.
You're right.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm not a wild animal. I got to get back to work after this. How much? What is the ABV on this?
There isn't one. It varies from can to can.
It's nowhere on the packaging anywhere.
Some are 5, some are 7.
4.2.
You know? Yeah.
It's 4.2.
Average of 4.2.
Yeah, average. Yeah. Ballparked it.
I'm pretty sure there's no secondary fermentation with this. I'm pretty sure. They were pushing to get that 0.2 part.
Mm-hmm.
They were aiming for 4.5.
That's it.
They had a long trek up the hill.
Now what do we do? We'll just give them little mini bottles. They'll figure out the other percentage.
Yeah. They'll up it.
The vodka's good for you.
What do you mean? People
there's like a link to an alcohol calculator. Yeah.
Surprise, this mini bottle doesn't have like notches on it.
Yeah. Like a goddamn ruler.
It's it.
I haven't seen an airplane bottle in quite some time.
What bottle?
When was the last time you went to Total Wine and More?
Is that the official name, and more?
They don't even have any good ones there.
I know that.
They don't have Rumpelmans.
Making alcohol for the last 12, 13 years
it's
of my life.
It's called a decade.
All right.
Listen,
can we all agree on something? That Rumpelmans just needs to be prescribed at this point? Because it should not be out there for the general consumption for public use.
What?
I used it to get paint off my floor once.
It's awful.
Yeah. Rumpelmans?
Yeah, it worked out real fine, actually.
You always got
I
that
brush my teeth with it every morning.
Yeah. How do you think I got it?
No,
alcohol cleans all the germs away. Leaves me nice and minty fresh.
We are not going to bring Malort into this podcast room.
It'll never happen.
It'll never, ever happen.
I almost got a bottle of Fernet for the weekend. The bottle of Fernet was like almost $35.
Fernet?
Yeah.
Hold on, I want to put a little more in mine.
I'm going to give some to Seabass. He's got balls.
Seabass, just chug that.
Yeah, he's got to go to Kissimmee later. He needs all of the fucking juice he can get. Oh, he just chugged the bottle. God, you savage. Worse. We're putting it in our beer.
Jesus, dude. That was the sample tester.
Hurt a little bit.
I don't know what that calculator says about that.
Yeah.
It's like super.
He dropped his phone immediately.
Yeah, I'm dead. Dude, it's Natty Light. You get it on contact.
I know. Oh my God! This is what
you can't smell this one.
He's like,
yeah, right.
Airport bottles and sound engineering.
I'm used to it at this point.
Airporters?
I almost forgot where you're from, and then Ecuador just hit me in the back of my head. Thank you. That is what Ecuador does.
Appreciate that.
Minis? I love you. Everybody keeps asking me where I get all these cool beer openers, and he brings them back all the time. I got one that looks like a case of beer that we put a sticker over, and it's got a bottle opener on the bottom.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks, pal.
12-packs in Ecuador are actually, like, this big. So, like, you have to, like, just get a whole... like fucking
plastic. Crate.
Crate.
Oh, it's just that's a crate? True.
Yeah, that's your 12 pack.
How much does it cost?
Cost?
It's like $15. But if you return the bottle, you get 50 cents back per bottle. That's so actually you can get like another like four bottles for.
Yeah.
That's a bargain right there.
Yeah.
That's
like
a price.
Yeah.
Tell you what, that case cost me $13.50. For 18 Natterdays.
$13.50?
Yeah, so yeah, college kids are definitely drinking
good about
shit.
That,
he's like, man, I might jump off the wagon.
Get out of here. Booze they're below a buck? You got me.
Hey, I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to let you know right now there is no competitor to the Natterday, sir.
The beast.
Crack one open.
Nah. I can't go that far down the road.
I can't be the person who opened that.
Yeah.
He's going to wake up in
here,
Ecuador.
I'll open it for
you. Can put
you.
Some of it in a glass. I'll try it.
Like, there's sugar in that.
I just had Easter. I probably drank a case of Truly.
That's pretty good.
You are so goddamn naughty. Jesus criminy.
Dude,
did you spill any of it on your Sperry's?
I wasn't wearing Sperry's.
Oh, Sperry's. I was at home, baby.
I was wearing Reef's.